Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
My guest is Jermaine Bowles Lethbridge. She is the founder of I Know Skincare. Her trailblazing spirit and commitment to excellence continues to inspire, shining as a radiant beacon with I Know Skincare treatment solutions. It was inspired by her mom. You know, the inspiration comes from somewhere, and it's her late mother who inspired this. The goal is to create a community that embraces and support the movement of hashtag real age. I've never subscribed to the marketing concept of anti-aging. That's what she says. Anti means to go against it. If you're anti-aging, you're not evolving and no longer existing. Charlene Theron, the actress, had a big story about that recently when people was talking about how she was aging. She said, "I'm getting old. Deal with it. I'm getting old." Okay. Pro-aging means moving forward and embracing the journey. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Jermaine Bowles Lethbridge. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, it was perfect timing because I was, I always surf the internet, and I came across this article with Charlene, and one of my favorite actresses out there. You know, she has a series, a movie on Netflix I watch over and over called Old Guard, because she's very physical and she's a former model, and people were accusing her of plastic surgery and all these things. She would say, "Hey, deal with it. I got to get old sometimes." Okay, sometime along the way. Some people try to stop that through plastic surgery. I've never had plastic surgery. I'm not against anybody who does have plastic surgery, but you against the pro talk of anti-aging, correct, Jermaine?
I totally am, because that's an unachievable objective. If, you know, really every day that God allows you to wake up, you're getting older. And so when you have that kind of mindset, that's when depression sets in.
Right.
That's when you stop living, because you can't achieve that objective. It's not sustainable. You know, however you choose to, you know, if you want to do Botox, if you want to do those things, that's fine. But still know you're still aging. And you know, we got to change it, Rashawn. It's a privilege and an honor to get older. I'm grateful.
I'm gonna tell you something, Jermaine. It's hard though. You know, I'm gonna tell you, society.
It's hard.
It's society pushing that youth in front of you, because they know that's how they make money. If they can convince you that you can look younger by wearing, you know, what is the little skim type clothes to keep you quote unquote in shape, or plastic surgery, or that little. And I'm telling you, I'm always tempted. I'm telling you something. And I'm not a vain person at all. But boy, I be looking at them late night commercials where they talk about tightening up them wrinkles under your eyes. I be so tempted. I be so tempted. I might want to try that.
And it's fine, but you still have to be realistic.
Right,
you're
right.
Still aging. And what happens is, and that's why I am really leading this band with people understanding that the win happens in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And you can do well up until your 40s, but it's how you accept this aging process will determine how you leave out of here. And society, advertisers, everybody wants that 25 to 54 in the hecky with everybody else.
Right.
But if they really look at, You know, I just came back from Martha's Vineyard, mm-hmm. and the demographic there is the more mature, 40 and up.
Right.
And we're spending a lot of money. We want what we want. We're drinking the finest of wines, and we will spend money for the things we desire. They are missing a boatload of money because I'm not spending my money with anybody that's going to advertise a young girl with her short dress on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to look at your site.
Right.
So you're missing that. You know, they got to understand this auntie philosophy.
So you're saying that advertisers, because I had my guest on several weeks ago, and I was saying, wow, it's just so many people over 65 walking around. Then I realized I'm one of those people. Okay, walking around.
I know.
It's just so many of us that I would just tell you this, Jermaine. My mindset, because I don't even think about age, and so sometimes I be talking about old people. Right. Rashawn, you're talking about yourself, but. You need to look in the mirror. You one of those old people you're talking about.
Okay.
Because of the fact that, Jermaine, sometimes it is a mindset. And so when the opportunity to come on my show was presented and you was talking about anti-aging talk, real age and all that, it is really mm-hmm. what people have to think. If you get caught up in a number, and that's where people go wrong, get caught up mm-hmm. in a number, that's when you start to lose. Am I right?
You absolutely are. And I'm a Delta. And we have this thing called Delta Dears, and mm-hmm. it starts at 60. And when we had an in-face meeting, they were like, well, the Delta Dears go up front. And I was like, oh, the Delta Dears get up front? And then someone, you do know, Jermaine, you are a Delta Dear. But also, as he said, but they're in the process of changing that number because you don't reflect a Delta Deer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, I'm going to be the oldest, youngest person in every room.
Right. Well, the thing about it is that I'm talking to my girl, I had AKA early and I got Delta now. So I'm not trying, I didn't book it like that. I just found out that, sorority fraternity show, you know what I'm saying? But, Jermaine, I know skincare treatment. Your late mom inspired this. Tell us about mm-hmm. what is I Know Skincare.
Okay. Well, Rashawn, I've been in the beauty space for over 30 years.
Right.
Helping build a lot of brands mm-hmm. And working with them, Mayel being one, Talia Wajid, Kenya Moore Hair Care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been my privilege and honor to help other people realize their dreams
mm-hmm.
and to create legacy wealth for their family, and in turn, I make my money. Unless the product started this business. I'm not doing it for free,
mm-hmm.
But the money is not what I look at first. When you operate in excellence and you really want to see other people win, your money comes. And so I've always wanted to do something for myself, but I always felt it was a conflict of interest. How do you push yourself and push others at the same time? And so I was going through this. I did some focus groups when I was in my late 40s, trying to get some of my brands to really look at the importance of this, of the baby boomer. And really, no one was really interested in it that much. A little bit Gary Gardner with the ORS. And so
you saw a space out there. You saw a marketing space, space.
For a long time because I was getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, my stylist, when, like I said, I was 49, my stylist was spraying something on my hair. And I said, what is that? She said, Paul Mitchell came out with this product called Younger Looking Hair. I said, really? She said, yeah, they said that the women were complaining that the product no longer worked. But what they discovered is it wasn't that the product didn't work, that the consumer is changing.
Mm.
And, DHT is hitting the follicle and thinning the hair out. So they had to now address this growing consumer base, her new needs. And so that really sparked my interest. And so in just looking, my prayer every morning is, God, give me new vision
mm-hmm.
so that I can always see the opportunity. And so when my mom was transitioning, everybody that walked into that hospital room, they talked about how beautiful her skin was.
Right.
She always told, if you take care of your skin now, it'll take care of you later. And so I was in there. I was like, and it just, when you're seeing someone that you love, you know, leave this earth, it's like, if I don't do something for myself now, when will I?
Right.
I had purchased Ambi, but I didn't start that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was,
I know about Ambi. I've used Ambi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was already created. It already had the distribution.
Right.
I wanted to start something from its infancy stage, from the concept. And if I helped other people do it, could I do it for myself? So when my mom passed, it was like, oh my God, what I know is, and the name came up, Rashawn, like, you know, when you get a certain age, you know what you know. You know, it's like, I know who I don't want in my space. I know what I shouldn't eat because I'm going to gain that 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole foundation is based on your I knows.
Right.
And so that's how the name came up.
That's funny.
And
I'm not saying funny in a way, because that's how we know. You know, you know. You know, if you know.
You then know you gonna, what you know.
Right. And in this situation, I know.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's affirming. That's affirming. I know that, and it puts you in a mindset like I am. I know that I'm going to get nine figures from this brand,
mm-hmm,
because it's an important market. I know that I'm going to keep myself healthy, that so that you'll never be able to guess my age.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of things that you know. And we have the dragonfly, because in my lowest point of grief, the dragonfly just hovered over the hood of my car. And I looked it up, and it was saying that the dragonfly is born in the water, and then it takes flight and becomes a creature of the air. And
wow.
If you look at a dragonfly, it's pivoting constantly.
Right. Well, you know,
and as we get older,
you know, the interesting thing when you say that is that, you know, is when you say hovering over, you know, looking over, a transformation, whether you're a cocoon to a butterfly, it's always a transformation. You know, that's what your product is about. But, you know, the thing about it, and we're going to go to break, because I don't want to get too extended on this thought process, but it comes back to accepting you. You know, I know this is who I am, because I'm telling you, and anybody who's listening to me, as you get older, you get questioned, you get beat up, you get told what you can't do. They tell you stop dreaming. You know, you can't start a business.
Yep.
You know, they have you walking around this whole planet, you know, telling you just keep walking. But what you walking for? What the walk gonna do for you? You know, what goals are you allowing me to have? And I find the I know mantra so inspiring. When we come back, we're gonna continue this conversation, because I really want to get into the whole, you know, anti-age, the real talk of what real age is about. Because not only your product, facial product is motivational, but it lends itself to how we should look at life in general. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Thank you. This is Rashawn McDonald.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at 470-688-3815 or via email at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
Grammy Award nominated singer Kiara Shearer Kelly's new book, Big, Bold, and Beautiful, Owning the Woman God Made You to Be, is a must read. As she shares her advice on body positivity, goal setting, and leading with your gifts.
Everything should not be taken personally. So I absolutely agree with you. And if we don't have that understanding, and if we're always taking things personally, we'll always be responding to any and everything to where it'll take so much energy. It'll shift our focus off of what we really should be focused on. And so I have had to learn that the picture is bigger than me. It's so far beyond one moment. Like, be a student at every opportunity you get. But even in the book I talk about, it's a chapter called Making the Most of Every Opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to hear this full interview with Kiara Sheard Kelly, visit moneymakingconversations.com. Keep winning.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Here's a clip from an upcoming episode featuring the weekly home checks, Keyshawn Lane, that you won't want to miss.
A common mistake that a lot of people do, they use fabric softener when it's not so great for your clothes.
Should we never be using fabric softener?
No, you should not ever be using fabric softener. It leaves a deposit on our clothes, which is also left in the machine. And it also makes the clothes highly flammable.
Wait, what?
Yes. What you want to do instead is just use a quarter cup of vinegar.
And that'll make them softer?
That'll make them softer. And if you wanted some kind of scent, you can use essential oils.
Wow, wow, wow. Catch new episodes of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult every other Tuesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up
Stuff. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
You know, I'm talking to Jermaine. She is a product called I Know, a product of facial treatment brand. And, you know, Jermaine, you got me so fired up about this anti-aging. I'm about to turn around and go, say it loud, you're black and you're proud. And I don't want to, like, shift while you came on the show. And one of the show was to introduce your product to my listening base because of the fact that we're so caught up in what is being offered to us and is usually to the younger generation, and they kind of push us to the back because they don't think of anybody over 55 has buying power at all.
Right.
And but then you turn around and you see this number of billions of dollars that we're spending, but then we're not getting respect. We're not showcased about what we should consistently be valued as shoppers and consumers. And so you came out with this product, I Know, that is geared towards my age group audience. Male and females, correct?
Yes, primarily females.
Okay.
But as what has happened is men can use it.
Absolutely.
But when you have a limited marketing dollar, you can't speak to everyone.
Say that again. No, let's stop right there. A lot of people need to hear that, okay? If you can't sell everything to everybody, even though you got a lot of ideas. Yeah. A lot of small businesses make that mistake. Pick your poison or pick your product.
Yes, absolutely. And for me, I because my mom is black, my mom was black, I'm a black woman.
Yes.
And that's
around me, but anybody can use it. A third of my customers are Caucasian women, and I've had to have conversations with them. I'm not anti anyone.
Right.
Because that means, again, to go against. I am pro black women.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the reason being is that no one has ever really been intentional about serving us.
Right.
And I've been in the beauty space forever. If you look at commercials, they will splatter a black woman in. But it's very obvious who their target market is.
Right.
And I'm okay with that because my Caucasian sisters, they spend a lot of money on skincare. Our numbers are about 500 million. Mm-hmm. In some people's mind, that's a lot, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
But black women now are starting more to take care of themselves. They see the importance of not being selfish, but putting themselves first. And so I wanted to be very intentional about who I was talking to. My clinical study was done on black women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Our Caucasian sisters, they wrinkle, but we sag. So a lot of the ingredients that have been put into the product is all about plumping us up, making sure that our skin is vibrant, to have that glow, and to love what they
now
see.
Now, you said something right there. I want to make sure I hear. You said we sag. What do you mean when you say sag?
The skin starts drooping down.
Mm.
And we should start this very early. My mother tried to tell me this when I was in my 20s. Never pull your skin down. When you're putting on lotion or moisturizer on your face, you always should stroke up. Everything should go up because gravity.
Right.
Gravity is taking place. But it's okay. All of those things, the wrinkles, the cellulite, all those things, I work hard at trying to keep them at bay. But, it depends on what you eat, how you exercise. You got to do more things as we get older. And it makes us feel better, keeps clarity. Rashawn, most of the things that I've accomplished in my life, I've done them over 50. And I had to look at that. And so the latter days are my greater days.
Right.
Right now, my goal is in creating this brand to one day, if my children want to sell it, that I create generational wealth.
Come on now.
And that, and that they remember my name, my grandkids' grandkids, that they remember how this all started.
Cool. I know that we're running out of time on your interview, but there was a couple of things I want to make sure the audience hear. First of all, that was very motivational and very encouraging because, you have to know who you're talking to. I remember a long time ago, sometimes people say, you should narrow your audience, Steve Harvey made a lot of money, being a guy who with black people. Black people, because of Family Feud, but his base was black. Okay. Stephen A. Smith on First Take, half his audience on First Take is black because you got to have a base, the President Obama, he won the election because of a black base. He found an audience, supported that audience, and that audience elected him to two terms as president. And so what you're saying is, okay, identify your customer. It's all right if they're black.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not saying, hey, you can't buy my product, but you don't have that much money. Focus on who will buy your product and make sure they become aware of the product. I remember, like I said, I used to do comedy concerts and, I did Def Comedy Jam and Def Comedy Jam came out there and, boom, black comedy shows were the rage. There was an audience out there knew nothing about where they could be entertained, but suddenly 3,000 seats, 10,000 seats, 50,000 seats were being sold by the Kings of Comedy, which starred Bernie Mac and D.L. Hughley and Cedric Entertainer and Steve Harvey. So there's an audience out there. And you have to go find it. You have to market to it. And that's what she's saying with I Know. She's identified her audience. And you cannot say, oh, I don't know. I don't want nobody to talk bad about me. Okay now. There is rock and roll and there's R&B and there's jazz.
Yeah.
There are markets out there for everybody, even in music. You can continue right quick.
You know, we have to understand, I have a tagline, I do a trade show, and it's for Black women in D.C., one of the largest beauty trade shows, beauty, wellness, and health in D.C., and I've developed a tagline, the power of us. If we only knew and really developed that and build it and stop thinking to be the only one and just understand our power, our buying power. Look what Rosa Parks did when they would not let her get. That is such a great case study. And for us to never forget that, when they start walking, we gave each other rides. It's economics. It's all about the dollar. And I really, it's all about recreating Black Wall Street. And it's not anti anyone. You know, I think about the Jewish when they wouldn't go to their schools and their hospitals, what did they do? They built their own.
Right.
And so we have to take a look at that and mimic some of those success behaviors. And so for me, this is not just about me.
Well, it is. It has to start with you. And it started being inspired by your late mother. On the real.
Yes.
You know, I can't take away your credit. I can't take away your credit because, Martin Luther King led us. Sure, there was a lot of people followed us. And sure, there was a lot of people in it. But you are a leader, Jermaine, and I can't take that away from you. And this I Know brand, you know, is really one of the more interesting conversations I've had because we're talking about a skincare product that really is more than just about skin. It's about age. It's about discrimination. It's about it's about racial quality. It's about racial love. It's about being able to identify your market.
And Rashawn, talk about it more because look at Lynn Winfield, Angela Bassett. These women are Viola Davis. Well, she's in her 50s. They're showing how it's done. Look at their arms. But you can follow us.
I love you.
They're built. They're keeping themselves up amazing. Yeah, but iKnowSkincare.com.
Right.
And in understanding hashtag real age, be proud of where you are. And if you don't like it, then do something about it.
There you
go. What you see in that, then do something about it. And you can get that glow with I Know Skincare.
Well, her name is Jermaine Bowles Leffridge, and she is bold. I'm telling you right now. Again, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I appreciate you, Jermaine.
Thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate you, Rashawn. Keep it up.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. This is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.